Nolan, of all the things that have been new for you over the last few weeks, from coming to a new state for spring training to a new team, did going out there for a game feel relatively normal as far as going through your routine and getting ready for it?
Yeah, felt like any spring training day, which was nice. And it was just great to be out there, great to see fans in the building. And it was just awesome. It was awesome to get back out there again and play again and see pitching and see a different face a different team.
All right, Jeff Jones, Delta News Democrat.
Nolan, you mentioned the normalcy of being back around fans in the ballpark. How important is that to you guys? And did you all feel totally comfortable with the way the spacing and all the protocols and whatnot have folks separated from you out there?
Yeah, it felt great. I mean, it was just great to see fans in the building again, and it felt like a normal spring training day as far as the seating go. It seemed fine to me, and all of us, we felt safe. I think we weren't really thinking about it. You know, we're just thinking about the game, and like I said, it was just great to see fans out there again and get back to playing.
Joe Pissarro?
Nolan, changing gears a little bit. I understand growing up, were you on a travel team with Christian Yelich and I believe maybe Vince Velasquez, who might have been on those teams as well? First of all, who would have beaten you guys? And secondly, how did that experience of playing such high-level competition growing up at that youth travel level help lay the foundation for the player you are today?
Yeah, definitely. Yelich, we're teammates on the same team, ABD, and there's a bunch of us. We had a bunch of great players on that team. And, yeah, we won a lot of games. We won the tournament out here. There's a big UCCA Purple Game tournament played out here in Jupiter, actually, on the Marlins side, and we won that. And we went to the finals in East Cobb. I mean, we had some really good teams, and there's no doubt it made me a better baseball player just being surrounded by good players, facing great competition. And, you know, it just changed my perspective in high school. As far as, you know, how I need to become a better player and how far, I mean, not far behind, but in a way I have a lot to learn and I have to get better because these guys are, they're going to get drafted in the higher rounds. So it was good to play with them. It was good to learn from all those guys, and it was a lot of fun.
When you played on the Team USA and you guys won it, did you and Yelly kind of mention that? Was as you're getting your medals, I believe, that, hey, you know, we were playing travel ball and out here we're winning for Team USA?
Yeah, for
sure. It should be the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I still talk to Yelich a little bit here and there, and obviously you're going to see him a lot this year. But, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Yelich. I've known him and his family for a long time, great people. And there's no doubt it was a lot of fun playing on USA with him again, like the old days, and obviously winning the gold medal was special.
Thank you.
Jesse Rogers, ESPN.
Hey, Nolan, even with limited fans here, they certainly gave you a nice, you know, cheer when you came to the plate. Did you notice that? Were you surprised by it simply because you haven't heard many cheers over the last year? And how did you feel about it?
No, that was awesome. You know, it was just great to see that. And, you know, obviously I definitely saw it and definitely heard it. And it was awesome. Obviously, I was trying to stay locked in on the at-bat. And obviously, it wasn't very great at-bat in that situation. But it was awesome. It was, you know, these fans are great. And I've always had a lot of respect from the other side. And now I have them on my side. It's a pretty unbelievable feeling. I know my family was pretty stoked. I got a lot of texts about it, so it was pretty cool.
Rob Ray, St. Louis Sports Page.
Even with all the games that you've played, are there still a lot some jitters on their first game? I mean, in a new uniform, and it would be natural, you know, not to experience some different kind of feeling.
Yeah, there is jitters, a little nerves here and there, but you know, it's hard to explain, but you want to go in those games and you want to be ready to go, but it's spring training, you know, a lot of us aren't ready to go and my timing's not there yet. And, you know, I'm still learning these pitchers and obviously I still just got to get my timing down and that's just going to take some time. But, you know, when you get a standing O and you want to do something for them and stuff like that, but miss some pitches and obviously, like I said, the timing's a little off and that's why we're here. But it was a lot of fun. It was just good to be back out there and that's what spring training's for, is just to get back in the game mode. So when season starts, you're ready to go.
Benjamin Hoffman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Nolan. When you were on the Rockies the last few years, what did you know about Jack Flaherty? What was his reputation and what excited you about becoming a teammate with him?
Well, Jack's a great competitor, and hard worker, obviously seeing it now. But on the other side, we just knew that he was, you know, one of the elite pitchers in the game. And whenever we faced him, we knew we had our hands full. So, you know, we knew we had to buckle down and be ready to go. Obviously, I think the one time we faced him was in 19, and that's when he went on his streak of, you know, the second half where he had a 1.7 ERA, and he was just so tough to beat. I mean, anytime we got on base, he knew how to shut us down. And I'm excited to play defense behind him. You know, he's a great pitcher, great competitor, and I'm happy he's throwing on opening day.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Nolan, did you get any family in for this game? Were you able to have any family in the crowd for today?
Just my wife, and that's about it. But my parents will be coming out here soon.
And then I saw Stubby Clapp stop you and then give you one of those laminated cards. Did you guys have those with the Rockies? Or, I mean, it's something that you're familiar with, the kind of defensive positioning that they hand out?
Not really. You know, Stu Cole, our coach in Colorado, he had all that stuff, and he would just point us out where to go. But, you know, here it's different. You know, we use the card, and which is fine. You know, it's all good. You know, that's the style here. And I had no problem with it. Obviously, I just got to get used to looking at it. I got to get used to trusting it. And obviously, I'm going to trust my instincts probably a little bit more than the card. But, you know, I got to do, you know, what they see. And I definitely obviously trust their judgment, just like I trusted Stu back in the day. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to trust my instincts also and what I see and how I feel about these hitters, because I know a lot of them.
How close did you get to talking them into a check swing there in your last at bat?
How close was I what? Sorry?
How close were you to talking them into giving you a check swing there on your last at bat?
I mean, not very close. I mean, it was a bad pitch. I shouldn't have swung at it. But, you know, it's like I said, it's spring training. I was not happy about it, that's for sure. I wanted to drive them in.